Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Social Security money is drying up a lot faster than the government told you that it was drying
up. But, Ian, I'm going to have to rely on that for my retirement.
We'll get into it. That's a bad plan. If that's what your plan is for retiring, is to rely on the government, especially if you're a young person. We'll tell you about it on the way here. But first, Bonnie, you had a story you wanted to share tonight about Apple and another potential violation of privacy. Now, this is covered a couple weeks ago where they announced that they were going to begin scanning Apple phone and presumably also tablets and, you know, computers for so-called child abuse imagery, which of course begs the question of, well, what else are they going to start scanning for whenever the government wants them to look for, you know, quote-unquote terrorism files or
piracy,
whatever,
stuff,
piracy
sure.
stuff. I mean, who knows where it's going to go from here, but the camel's nose is under the proverbial tent in that way. And there was quite a bit of pushback against Apple for this, apparently from some of their own employees having some level of complaining or striking or something like that. But I expect it's moving forward regardless.
Yeah,
it's what the government wants.
One of the biggest dangers of that is actually that if you do not write code basically for something, the government can't order you to do so. However, if you've already written a code or you've already implemented the feature and the functionality, the government can order you to do something with it. So they've basically undermined.
They opened it up. Completely.
They open the can of worms, yeah, just by writing the software to do this.
Yeah, and you're not going to be safer going with Google. I mean, it's just, you know, for now it looks like a safer alternative, but these are both companies that are looking to appease the state. At times, they both did appear to push back against state agencies. I remember when there was that shooting in the government offices in San Bernardino, California.
It's all for show.
Apple did refuse to, you know, build a back door supposedly into their systems, but now they're letting them in. Now it's over.
A lot of this is just PR. It's a public relations stunt.
And that's what it was. They talked a lot about how much they cared about privacy. That was actually one of their advertising pushes. And they can forget privacy on the Apple platform. But Bonnie, what else are they under fire for?
Well, a judge is allowing a lawsuit against Apple Inc., I guess they call themselves, to proceed with the claim that Siri voice assistant violates users' privacy, but he dismissed part of the complaint under California's unfair competition laws. This from Bloomberg Technology. It says, U.S. District Judge Jeffrey White in Oakland on Thursday ruled that the plaintiffs had adequately alleged that their privacy was violated by accidental activations when the user neither intends nor expects Siri to be listening and recording voice conversations. Now, this has happened to me. I've been walking with my phone in my hand, and I've said something that rhymes with "Hey Siri," but it wasn't that. See, I just set it off.
That's kind of crazy because it's always listening. That's the whole point.
That's how it has to do it in order to hear you.
It has to always be listening, yeah, but
right,
it doesn't have to be recording.
It has to be listening.
Yeah, but this is alleging that it was.
How is it not recording it if it's listening? Like, I don't know. That seems a bit of a stretch, too.
It says listening and recording voice conversations, but it's happened before where I accidentally said something that rhymed with it, and all of a sudden it started typing down what I was saying. Like, well, it does this. Like, every time you ask a question to Siri, it'll pop up in text form, your question. Like, if I said, hey, and then I said, Siri, and I said, take me to Dairy Queen.
I mean,
those words would pop up, so take me to Dairy Queen.
One of the things it's doing is it has to record it, because if it doesn't get the word correctly, it sends that information back to a call center, and they basically, or something akin to a call center, where people will listen for the word.
Really?
And, yeah, and if the system isn't able to understand it, because it's, you know, broken English.
There's actual humans that will listen.
There's an actual human component in these types of systems, yeah. And that's one of the reasons why they're always recording. Now, it may not be permanent, permanent, and it might not send that information back, the voice, but your voice recording actually gets sent to a call center so that it can be corrected later.
Wow.
And then, yeah, that's how come it can be as accurate as it is.
So, but I guess I'm not clear on what they're alleging here, Bonnie. I mean, you're giving an example of how Siri picked up when you said something similar, but you still had it turned on. You know, it was still listening. You had instructed the phone to not disable it entirely, right? Presumably you can disable this feature.
I guess so, but let's just continue with the what they're alleging. But the judge said the suit did not show users suffered any economic harm, a necessary element of their claim under the UCL that Apple deceptively marketed the voice assistant. White had dismissed the case in February, finding that the plaintiffs in claiming privacy violations hadn't adequately alleged that their own communications had been interrupted by Siri. The judge gave the plaintiffs a chance to refile their case, and he said Thursday they had sufficiently claimed their own privacy had been violated in their amended complaint. White tossed the UCL claim because he said plaintiffs had not shown that they had purchased Apple products specifically based on representations that their privacy would be protected. Well, who would do that?
I mean, some people would, because that's what they advertised.
Didn't they advertise for at least a year or more, a couple years, you know, they're the privacy king or something like that, and they added all these privacy features?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this has been, I'm not an Apple person, like, I'm not a big fan of Apple, but, like, if I couldn't avoid hearing it constantly, nonstop, how on earth can you say that they're not, you know, that's not a sales, you know, argument. You know, that's not how they're selling it. That is how they're selling it. They have, like, radio and TV ads about how it's, like, the most privacy-friendly solution. I mean, it may not be true, but they're still doing it. They're still running those ads.
There's images on, you know, you can search for Apple privacy ads, and within the last 2 years, there are images of full-on sides of buildings that say, what happens on your iPhone stays on your iPhone.
I mean, what is that supposed to mean if not privacy?
Privacy, point, period. That's iPhone is another one of privacy is king is another one of their taglines.
Interesting. I never even heard any of that.
Well, you already have one, so it's I'm not marketing to you.
I'm addicted.
You're a buyer.
Anyways, it says consumers have brought similar complaints over Amazon.com's Alexa and Google Assistant.
Mm-hmm.
The common complaint is that the devices are listening even when the users didn't push a button or use a preset voice command to engage them, resulting in all manner of utterances and even intimate moments being captured in company databases. So I guess they are actually arguing something different than what I was explaining earlier. It's not accidentally setting off Siri. It's just they're actually complaining that it's always listening.
Well, that's my question, is how can they complain about a feature that presumably you can turn off?
I don't know if you can turn it off.
I know you can turn it off on Google, at least supposedly. Right? Like, you never really know. That's the thing with these phones is, there might be a setting where you can flip some little toggle and it says, okay, well, you know, you've just turned this feature off. But you don't really know if you've turned it off.
Yeah.
I mean, what's to stop them from secretly? For you anyway.
You would need access to the source code, which none of these systems
which they don't
provide.
Do.
Yeah. Not Apple or Google anyway.
I mean, you could always take your Google phone and root it and put on like a Lineage OS or whatever the current.
Yep.
Is it still Lineage? Is that the top
Lineage
one right
OS,
now?
Graphene OS.
Graphene.
There's others, but I tend to recommend sticking with one of the major ones just because.
But those are at least open source.
Right. One of the risks that you face with going with some like fork of a fork of a fork, especially when it's by some company, ends up being the government's behind it.
Mm.
And I don't know if people remember the story. I think we covered it on Free Talk Live.
This is a few weeks back.
Yeah, but basically the government was selling phones that basically were with custom OS, and they were supposed to be more private than others, and they weren't doing anything they were advertising, and then they were like sending the information back to the government.
Wow.
So it was doing the exact opposite. So that's why I say stick to the, you know, the main privacy friendly forks.
Yeah, and even that, you still, I mean,
not
be careful.
But the difference between that and you know, something that you don't actually have source code to, that's a fork of a fork of a fork.
Yeah,
and they're just claiming privacy, is that at least the main ones, there's actually people looking at the source code.
There's multiple eyeballs on it.
Yeah, right. Whereas something like an iPhone, nobody can see the source code except for people who work for Apple. Same thing with Google, except at least for the proprietary components within Android. Only Google developers can see that.
But you said this lawsuit is being allowed to proceed?
Yes.
In this case? Now, first, that doesn't mean that they will be successful. That just means they got past the first step.
being allowed to be heard.
Yeah, exactly. 603-283-6160 if you want to weigh in here on the loss of privacy, if there ever was any, with the Apple iPhone product. And you can join us, take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Bring up whatever's on your mind with you here tonight. It's Ian and Chris.
And Bonnie.
Bonnie was was just looking into her iPhone as we were attempting to find out how and or if you could disable Siri, or at least supposedly. And when you tried to do it, it gave you another warning saying that, well, you can turn off the Siri, Hey Siri, but it's not going to turn off dictation, which is another setting, which you could turn off dictation if you wanted to, which is the thing where they save all the things you tell the phone onto some sort of server somewhere.
Yeah, so I
and
went to that.
It was very vaguely worded.
Yeah.
It was pretty funny. It was like... It was something like, it's a request that you're making, so they say they will, like, get around to deleting your information as opposed to your information has been deleted.
Yeah, so I went to dictation and I went, I selected delete Siri history and dictation history, and it said, your request has been received, we will delete your information. So,
no time
deleted
frame.
Yet.
No idea when they will.
So we don't know that they actually have, and it's pretty apparent from the way they worded it, I think, that it is, in fact, and they're, I don't want to say they're being upfront about it, but they're kind of wording it kind of in an unclear
it's
manner.
It's very sneaky.
But it's, yeah, but it's clear enough that it's pretty apparent that, yes, they are recording what you are saying and sending it to a call center somewhere for people to listen and view, and this is the kind of privacy stuff that this lawsuit is probably getting at.
At first, I was like, do I want to turn off Siri? But really, I haven't used it that much since I stopped doing, like, Uber Eats, because, like, I'd be driving and want to search something, so I'd just use it. But, like, I can always just put in a little extra effort and actually go to Google to search things now.
Did you turn off the dictation or just delete the history of it?
I don't know, no.
No, we'll have to look at that, too. let's go to your phone calls and thoughts here. James is on the line in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live.
Funny you recognize that number all of a sudden. Hey, Bonnie, I'd like to ask you a serious question because 10 years ago, almost to the day, when you were about 4 years old, I presume, a bartender friend of mine begged me to come out to the bar and said I'd get free drinks and there'd be a lot of hot young chicks there. And, yeah, I got blitzed for free. And the one and only time, speaking of driving, the one and only time, other than... I'm talking about this because your pencil neck geek boy friend has turned this into something that I apparently have done 3 times, and he's mentioned it so many times on the public airwaves that if I had a Bitcoin for every time he said it was the truth, I'd be in Bill Gates' tax bracket. But
okay,
I
so you're, what
no,
you're
it's
saying...
No, it's not okay, because, Bonnie, your boyfriend called me a liar on the public airwaves and even banned me from Free Talk Live for trying to respond to him. Because I don't have 3 Deweys, and if I did, I'd go to jail for longer than Mark Edge did for committing murder. So it's this very serious thing to be called a liar, let alone the R word, by other people that he has sat that have sat in your seat. So I'm ask you a very serious question, and
okay.
I'd like to even be able to respond to it. Your dumb answer, that is.
Okay.
If I were to come to New Hampshire, and Ian Bernard has not sufficiently apologized, repented, and atoned for all the serious things that he said about me and his loser fellow con man, who's probably in Honduras right now, the Bitcoin millionaire that's called all sorts of authorities on me, who in less than 30 seconds I've...
Is this a question?
Mark, no, it's... I'm responding to things... You said about me, Minister Freeman.
Dude, you're talking about something that's been happening for you for a decade
now. Wait,
I want
to know the question.
He hasn't gotten to it yet.
Will he ever?
Get straight to it, Bonnie. Your boyfriend right there has called me a liar. Let people call me a racist on the public airwaves. If I come to New Hampshire, which I will if he doesn't repent, atone, and pay me, I'm going to play basketball with his head. And I should like to know what you think the state, the cops, or 12 people of my peers are going to give an F about. If your boyfriend can no longer touch you affectionately and no longer has faculties of brain cells, because I'm going to hurt him severely. And I actually don't believe anybody across the courtroom is going to care if your boyfriend looks like Larry Flint. Not that you know who he is, but I'm dead serious. I'm going to hurt your boyfriend
If he doesn't apologize for calling me a liar and letting other people call me racist.
Wow. What would Jesus do, James?
Let alone the hundreds
You're
of
such a good Christian.
I've got from your fanatics for Mark Edge doxing me instead of saying...
Oh, my God. You know what? All you had to do was just never call the show back, James. That's all you had to do. Bonnie, you've just been listening to him ramble. I mean, do you have anything that you want to say to him?
Hey, Bonnie, what do you think 12 people of my peers are going to give a crap if your boyfriend can't wipe his own sassafras, Bonnie? I don't believe anybody. I don't believe there's 12 people on earth that would care if I came to your town and played basketball with your boyfriend.
So he's repeating himself at this point. So you don't have anything to say to him? Because he's asking you specifically. That's why I let him ramble on and on.
I don't think he has complete faculties in his mind either. He sounds pretty crazy. I just don't really think he has the ability to get an airplane and come here, or else he probably
I don't know about that. I mean, but certainly, James, you seem to have some emotional problems, and it may make sense to go see somebody about them, because this, Ian's right. I mean, this has been going on a really long time.
Yeah, tuning in to the same radio show that you hate so much for the last decade of your life and upsetting yourself so much. When people have apologized to you, I have apologized to you in the past, but you don't accept it. And now you're saying you want to get paid. I've even asked you, what do you want to get paid? And you never answer the question because you just want to hate. You just want to be angry. Isn't that right?
I don't like being called a liar, Chris, which you called me as well. I've one.
Wouldn't Jesus say you should practice forgiveness, though, James?
10 years ago. Let me respond to your crap.
So you did have a DUI. Like, just not three, and that's your big issue? So you still have a DUI. What would Jesus be okay with you having a DUI, James?
Can I respond to that without being blocked, Bonnie?
Sure.
I had a DUI 10 years ago. I've been accused of having three DUIs on Free Talk Live from a so-called church of peace and love literally 100 times.
Now, the only reason why anybody found out about you with your DUIs, James, is because you kept on calling in and being just the nastiest person you could possibly be. Some of our listeners decided to do some digging about you, and they found a website. I think it was like jail.com. I don't even know if it exists anymore. Some website claimed that you had three DUIs. So we reported what the website said. You don't like it, take it up with the internet.
I don't actually think it makes you like, I don't know. I just want to say.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because I who cares, right? Like,
yeah,
even if whether it was one DUI or three DUIs, there are so many people.
He wants to kill somebody.
It's not worth getting upset over.
He wants to commit murder or seriously disfigure somebody. He's threatened Mark Edge's son on the air before.
Yeah.
And he makes threats off the air too. By the way, he'll call in and if you don't put him on the air or whatever, he'll threaten you. Just on the phones. He's threatened almost everybody on this show.
Yeah, he said he was gonna hurt me.
And it's sick, dude. Try practicing forgiveness. He says he's a Christian too throughout all this. Well, what would Jesus do? Would he forgive? Or would he just go out and murder the people that he didn't agree with? Thanks for the call, I think. We're coming up here. This is Free Talk.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets, stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
USA Radio News with Wendy King. At least 43 people have died during historic flooding in the Northeast after remnants of Hurricane Ida drenched the area. Some places saw at least 7 inches of rain. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy says the state needs better means to deal with these type of storms.
They're coming in more frequently. They're coming in more with more intensity. And as it relates to our infrastructure, our resiliency, our whole mindset, the playbook that we use, we got to leap forward and get out ahead of this.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul has requested a federal emergency declaration for 14 counties, including all of New York City, due to the extensive damage from Ida. A Connecticut state trooper was one of those who died. Governor Ned Lamont said the state is mourning the officer's death. This is USA Radio News. It's official. After 20 years fighting in Afghanistan, the war is finally over. Now that the last military aircraft has conducted its final evacuation out of Kabul, Afghanistan, military leaders have expressed their thoughts and prayers about America's longest war. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin was first to speak from the Pentagon.
America's longest war has come to a close.
Later, a reporter presented a question to Army General Mark Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, about negotiating with the Taliban, now in full control of Afghanistan.
We don't know what the future of the Taliban is, but I can tell you from personal experience that this is a ruthless group from the past, and whether or not they change remains to be seen.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, you've got Ian
and Chris
and Bonnie.
Do you want to say thank you to David LV, who is a Free Talk Live Silver Amplifier. David is contributing $5 a month to the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It helps us get Free Talk Live on more radio stations around the country, bringing more listeners on board with the ideas of freedom. And you can go and do that over at amp.freetalklive.com. Get some cool perks like David LV. Thanks, David, for doing that. Appreciate it. We're going to continue with your phone calls and thoughts. El Conejo is on the line in Oklahoma. You're on Free Talk Live. El Conejo.
Hey, who is the racist liar that was just on the call?
Let's move on. What are you calling about tonight?
So I've been hearing a lot of liberty-minded folks talking about secession lately.
Yeah.
Free Talk Live and various podcasts.
Tom Woods apparently just covered it again today. I know it wasn't his first time.
I was going to say, it's not just liberty-oriented people talking about it. It's the enemy talking about it.
Yeah. Well, even the LP is talking about it. But I wanted to just maybe bring up the concept of framing and how talking about secession might be the wrong way of presenting the idea.
Mm-hmm.
I would recommend rather, instead of secession, talking about nullification, because it gets to the same end. without really conjuring images of confrontation. Like, nullification puts the burden of proof on the aggressors. Like, I'm just not complying. Yet, whereas secession implies positive action or responsibility on a party to actually break free rather than a passive resistance or noncompliance. Where I think, like, the Soviet Union collapsed because basically en masse people were just like, F this, they should have stopped, and it collapsed within 3 days and hardly anyone saw it coming.
Yeah, I mean, I see what you're saying, and I think that at least here in New Hampshire, we're approaching it from a perspective of not using the term secession as much as independence, that New Hampshire should declare independence from the United States. Nullification, I'm not, you know, against the idea. Generally, that's more, it seems to be more of like a piecemeal thing where you nullify them a little bit over here, you nullify them a little bit over here, like, you know.
Yeah, okay. You still be part of the union. Just not listening to certain things.
Right. Isn't that your understanding of nullification, El Conejo, is where you're not leaving, per se, the union. You're just saying no on certain issues?
I just kind of view it as passive resistance and noncompliance. Like the Soviet slaves in the USSR, they nullified an entire state, a totalitarian state, practically overnight. Whereas I feel like secession almost implies, okay, we're going to replace this government with a smaller government. Whereas
oh, so you're saying nullification on an individual level?
Sure, why not?
Oh, that's interesting. So a grassroots nullification as opposed to going through state systems.
Well, I mean, I'm already doing that, and they want to put me in a prison cell.
Yeah,
so
I mean, you have to have a lot more people doing it.
There's a cost. Yeah, there's a cost. The idea of having a state-level thing happen is it brings some level of, whether we like it or not, legitimacy to the effort. Bonnie, you and I were listening to Tom Wood's show today. He was covering this. He's a very libertarian thinker, commentator, and he was talking about secession, and he had a guest on the subject, and they said the first step you've got to achieve is you got to have some sort of legitimate means that people can look at.
It was Brian McClanahan.
Yeah, and he was saying you got to have something like a state rep or somebody who's like got some sort of clout bring this forward.
For one thing, to at least make all the normies that live in your state take it seriously at all. But also just because one thing he pointed out was like if it's just some people on their front porch saying, let's secede and we'll be the government, then you look kind of crazy.
Yeah, although I do agree that, Chris, as you pointed out, if you've got enough people, then you can do anything that you want to as far as ignoring the federal government, because as was pointed out earlier on the show, they don't have enough prison cells for quote-unquote everybody or even 10% of everybody.
I mean, the cost alone gets very expensive if you're putting as much time and energy into every case.
Yeah, they want people to obey. They want people to be obedient and pay up voluntarily, so-called, or at least not give them a tough time about it. So you're not wrong, El Conejo, if you do have the numbers, but unfortunately we don't have those numbers yet anywhere, I don't think. Do you?
Well, are you familiar with Scott Horton?
Sure.
The great anti-war activist.
Yep.
He brought up something kind of recently, kind of heard it third hand from other people talking about it in the liberty sphere, that the ATF does not have enough staff to go and close down every single dispensary in California, and that's why it became legal. They basically didn't want to show how weak and pathetic they are. Because they simply didn't have the staff. So if we're just deciding to non-comply, instead of saying secede and we build this big political machinery and we start, you know, organizing and regimenting ourselves and blah, 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 all this daily activity, we just go on with our lives and open a dispensary here and something like that. Or in conservative areas, people could just start teaching religion at school if they wanted to. If the feds come in and close them down, they'll be like, okay, we'll stop. And then as soon as the feds leave, you just start teaching children religion again. I mean, I'm an atheist.
I like what you're saying, but I just don't get the feeling that most people are willing to take that kind of risk. Because what you're asking is for people to take the risk of the federal government does decide to target them. Yeah, they have limited, limited facilities. They have limited numbers of people. But they do have some, and they will target people.
And they won't just come in and tell you to stop doing something and leave, they'll kidnap you and keep you in a cage for 6 months.
Burn your house down, maybe. Who knows what they'll do?
You know. There's. I think there's some. I think there's some argument to what you're saying there, but I think the approach is probably more along the lines of making it illegal, effectively, to cooperate with the federal government within the boundary of New Hampshire, and then making it possible for people individually to go after those who effectively commit crime. So, or commit this crime of cooperation.
We have a tough time, El Conejo, getting libertarians to pick up their lives and move. One of the simplest things that someone could do. It's within the reach of even the poorest person, right? Like, you, if you've got a few dollars you can scrape together, you can get a Greyhound ticket, and you can move anywhere in the continental United States. So it's not a money issue for people. It's just there's all kinds of excuses they have for not being willing to migrate to the one place where there's the most freedom people, the most people that could back you up in the instance of the federal government or state government targeting you. They won't do it. So the idea that they're going to be convinced to put their freedom on the line when they can't even be convinced to pick up a suitcase and move to a new place, that they should put their freedom on the line because, well, the feds might not target them if they decide they want to nullify all the federal rules. I just don't see it happening. I mean, I've been advocating for that sort of action on this show for close to two decades now, and there's not some major migration or there's not some major movement of people that are gathering together to do this level of civil disobedience. I just don't see it taking off in any sort of meaningful sense. You're essentially asking people to do what they're already doing, which is to say, those that have the wherewithal and the balls to do it, and they're already doing it.
I think you're right to a certain degree, but I think you might be overdoing it just a little bit because, I mean, if you compare it to other places, there are more people standing up and resisting. You know, some of them are getting arrested for it.
Where?
In New Hampshire. I mean, certainly there's been more arrests in New Hampshire than anywhere else.
Oh, no doubt about that. New Hampshire's special. I'm saying the rest of the country.
He's talking about this as a
nationwide thing. He's not saying move to one place and disobey, right? El Conejo, you're saying this should just be people do it wherever it is they are, right?
I'm saying resist in any way you feel you should.
I mean, hey, I wish you the best on that, and I thank you for the call tonight. It's just not going to cut it. You know, we're spread too thin. That's been the problem this whole time. I mean, El Conejo is just basically arguing for nothing to change. He just wants people to get out there and, you know, resist, which is to say, just, you know, ignore the government and try to live their lives. Hey, if that's what you want to do, go for it. But you're not going to get any significantly different results than what people have been getting for the last 20 years, which is selective prosecution.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
We've all seen, and perhaps use, the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yeah. This is Free Talk Live. Mama Jermaine here. If you want to jump in, we got time for you. The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And with you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian and Chris.
And Bonnie.
September 4th at 3:33 p.m., you can join the Smile and Hugs for Peace virtual event. You don't need any internet or digital device to participate. The virtuality consists of the fact that Star Child will not be physically present, but will manifest for you to the extent that your magical thinking allows you to conjure his presence. If you don't know who or what Star Child is, don't view this as an impediment to whatever magic you may experience. To participate in the event, at approximately 3:33 p.m. on September 4th, you may hear the ringing of a bell or bells or other unusual sounds. Pause whatever you're doing, look around you, and start smiling. If you see someone else smiling, give that person a hug. If you see someone smiling and coming toward you, you will step up and give them a hug. As you hug, hold this intention in your mind. A world based on love and cooperation, not coercion, is possible. And I'd like to invite James to participate in this very event. He needs a hug.
Oh, for sure.
Both smiling and hugs are healthy and good for you, containing no carcinogens, trans fat, fructose corn syrup, and hopefully no artificial ingredients. We continue here with Alu on the line, calling from New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Alu.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
Hey.
I'm super happy that Nobody was finally released and the Fixed is finally free now. That is good to hear.
Us too. Well, I mean, free-ish. You know, a little more free than he was 2 days ago.
Yeah, definitely freer, but definitely wouldn't call him free. I wouldn't call any of us free.
Now, Alu, I happen to know you. You're the host of The Liberty Block, which is one of the podcasts that airs on LRN.FM. You're also a big fan of New Hampshire independence. So what was on your mind tonight?
Yes, sir. I wanted to talk about independence. And like you said, on libertyblock.com, we just published an article with 72 reasons that I'm up to, and I get more reasons every day, why we should divorce D.C. and be an independent nation. The last caller, I think, El Conejo from Oklahoma or somewhere, talked about nullification. I've thought about it a lot, and I'm a big fan of nullifying specific laws. But ultimately, we'd have to pass thousands of bills to nullify the thousands of bad laws that come out of D.C. and the chances of passing 1,000 delegate bills, it would just take decades and decades and too long. So that's why I'm a fan of just straight up New Hampshire independence, We could be our own independent nation. I have tons of reasons why. I've written 6 books about this now, why we need to secede. But one of the things that people don't realize, because we all know we'll immediately not have to pay federal income taxes, save $20,000-$30,000 a year and not have all the federal departments for education and all that. But people don't realize that even state and local police, when they do these sobriety checkpoints and border checkpoints, immigration checkpoints, and a lot of other police state stuff, that's federal funds.
That's right.
The federal government gives millions to, the Manchester or Keene PD, and they say, we'll give you $1 million, but you have to use it on a sobriety checkpoint and abuse people and punish them with no due process, no suspicion at all. So once we are independent, which, again, is inevitable, it's only a matter of time, it's not if, it's when. And we already have 10 state reps on board, I believe, and we're getting more state reps on board with this bill or this CAGR. I believe 10 have told me that they support independence.
Wow.
The bill.
I mean, we went from 2 to
public yet.
5
they're
to
not
8
signed
to
on.
10?
They're not signed officially onto anything, but they told
okay,
me
okay,
they
to the
told
phone.
Me private that yeah. they would support
okay, them. Okay. So we got at least 10 supporters, 10 state rep supporters. That's awesome.
It's a good start.
We're getting more and more momentum every day. So, as we do this big push with all these state reps, people talking to each other. I've been talking to friends about it more than ever. The friends at work and everywhere else, and a lot of people are actually more open to it than I'm a pessimist. I'm surprised at how open people are to independence. And again, every time Biden screws up and D.C. and politicians and both parties, everyone in D.C. screws us over, people think that it's less crazy to secede and it's more of the reasonable thing.
Which you can count on. I mean, you can count. They're going to keep screwing up. They're going to keep being corrupt. They're going to keep being, incredibly wasteful and just terrible. And it's just a matter of, attracting attention to it. And having state representatives file this thing is going to attract attention to it. And it's going to start conversations like we've never seen before.
Yeah, it's interesting because it's kind of interesting in a sense because even if nothing happens, the attention that it gets alone will attract more people to New Hampshire, which
absolutely
will lead to a future opportunity to do the same thing again and with more success next time.
Yeah,
putting a bill in at all will already put us ahead of Calexit.
We're already ahead of Calexit, as I understand
and Texas,
it. And Texas.
And Texas, yeah.
Alu?
Yeah, Texas never got a vote on the bill. They had a bill, but I think it was killed in committee. In New Hampshire, as you guys I'm sure know, it's almost impossible for a committee to kill it. There's one procedural way a committee can stop a bill from getting a hearing. I believe there's only one way, and it's rare. Now, granted, this is a controversial enough thing that if leadership is not on board, they might kill it by doing something. They might put it on consent calendar to kill, ITL consent, and then as long as nothing happens, it dies. Or they can do refer or retain or something like that. But other than those two tricks, there's a decent likelihood that we'll get a vote, meaning a roll call vote, all 400 state reps voting on record, yes or no, and then we kind of see where we're at and we can work on increasing those numbers next year if it doesn't pass. So hopefully it gets a roll call. That would be another major win.
Right, and as I understand it, unless, like you're saying, they take it off the table or put it in like a study committee or something, if it does go to the state house, if they try to put it on what they call the consent calendar, as I understand it, it only takes one state rep to stand up and demand a roll call vote on that. So if they try to like...
He needs 10 to back him up, I believe.
10? Oh, wow.
I think 10 state reps have to agree for a roll call, I believe.
Oh, okay. That's news to me. I thought it was just like a singular thing, that all you needed was one rep. But, this is where we need Daryl Perry, because he knows all these things like the back of his hand. But either way, it's going to be worth doing, and hopefully we're going to see the final version. I can't say it's the final version, but the version that will be submitted to the state house, two state representatives that are interested in doing this and in spearheading this. As I understand it, are going to be meeting tomorrow to hammer out the final language on this thing. So hopefully this weekend we're going to know what it says.
I got a question for you. Is it there's the bill being proposed that happens before any of the other stuff, right?
In September, during September, there's a 2-week period where everything has to be proposed. Then starting like January, they start being heard in the committees and everything, and then the next few months is the legislative process.
So, I mean, we're pretty much guaranteed for there to be, at least be a bill proposed, correct?
Yeah, I mean, unless these guys back out at the last minute.
Happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I don't think they're going to back out. I mean,
right.
They seem pretty committed.
If we only need two reps to propose the bill.
You only need one, really, and there's two.
Right. So then we should be basically good for at least getting some publicity.
One of them told me that he might even get a few more co-sponsors to propose the bill with him, I believe.
Which would be amazing.
Yeah, that would be.
I mean, this is not going to be – for listeners that don't know, in New Hampshire, every bill that is proposed, and there's usually like 800 of them at least, which is a lot, right? But every single one that gets proposed, they all have to have a public hearing. So they can't just, in a lot of states, they can say, oh, this isn't politically popular, and they just brush it under the rug. And you don't get to, you know, there's no hearing. It's just, it gets brushed under the rug. Here, they have to have a public hearing. So if you have something to say on this issue, you can go to it. And you can speak to the state reps that are in that room. Now, maybe some of them
have
already...
And the state house is open again now, right?
Oh, is it? Good.
Person?
Good. I had not heard all the details on that. Yeah, I've heard they're doing like a hybrid model where the cowardly reps that want to, you know, hide at home can still do that, but others can physically go in. That's what I've heard, but again...
I feel like that would give... If you're staying home and you're Zooming into these things, wouldn't that give you, like, a disadvantage? You should... I mean, like, I think that being in public with your presence there...
I agree.
You make a bigger...
Yes and no, because if you're in person, yeah, you have more influence. Maybe you're in the committee room and people can see and hear you. But mm-hmm. being on Zoom gives you higher chances of being able to make the meeting. A lot of people, you know, they can do it from their car, from home. So, you know, those who only go in person might miss meetings, but those who do Zoom have for instance, Democrats might have higher chance to be present in every meeting for the next session because they're more likely to do Zoom.
Interesting. Oh, that's a good point. Well, I want to say, Alu, I like that you call it Divorce DC.
I thought that was really cool, too. I never heard that one.
That is good.
Yeah, thank you. I've been thinking about it. Like, if you have an abusive relationship where you both hate each other, and obviously, you know, we hate DC and conservatives hate progressives, and you're killing each other, like, an amicable divorce is the no-nonsense, no-brainer, reasonable solution.
It's
no contest. Divorce. Each other. Leave us alone. We'll leave you alone.
Oh, there's even a name for this, like a type of a divorce where it's... where there's like, it settled quicker and.
No contest.
Yeah, no contest. Is that what it. Yeah, no contest. That's what you should be. That's what we should all be saying. No contest, divorce.
Right. And we need to have the hard leftists move to California and push for California to declare independence. And we need the hard right, you know, right wing conservatives to move to Texas. And then the libertarians need to move to New Hampshire. And then you'll have like three real hot zones for independence. And then let, you know, let the chips fall where they may. And let's see who gets the best economy out of it. Let's see.
I would love to see that. Yeah. You know, I mean, we already know where certain economies are going. I mean, New Hampshire already is better than most states, and we have one of the better economies.
Yeah.
So,
Alu, thanks for joining us here tonight. I'm sure we'll be talking to you again as this situation develops, and it will be. You know, within the next few weeks, we're going to hopefully see this thing submitted. First, it has to get written, then it has to be submitted, then, like, there's some bureaucrats that look it over or whatever, and then they send it back to the state reps. So there's a process, but hopefully by this weekend, we should know what the wording is going to be on the bill as submitted.
It's so exciting.
All right, so out of time for tonight. You can join us online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com. Check out Chris on his show, Freedom Decrypted, every Saturday in the afternoons.
5 o'clock.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P,
Super, SuperTea.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.